illusion. Won't admit that it's part of your scheme, but I can't help but have my suspicion, 'cause I ain't quite as dumb as I seem. And you said you were never intending to break up our secret this way, but there ain't any use pretending. It could happen to us any day.
That was another one of my personal favorites. That was the song How Long by the band Ace. Now, this was a hit single in the UK way back in the 70s, and this showed up on a Mix album, part of the group Late Night Tales, which takes current artists, you know, bands like Arctic Monkeys, Groove Armada, a few others. Belle and Sebastian, I know, did a Mix album, as well as John Hopkins and Nils Fromm. So just a whole cohort of just all these different musicians coming from a variety of backgrounds, putting together Mix tapes essentially for consumer use. And so this is like what your favorite band listens to. And they go into the studio and they produce it while they mix it together. And they create sort of more of a something that like a little bit more cohesive and something that flows better than just a mixtape that was, you know, thrown together by one of your friends. And so this song showed up on it, and I would highly recommend checking the rest of the tape out. And so this was shown up on Late Night Tales. Now, the next song I have for you is a new song. This is a band by the name of Fossil Cliffs, with their new album Enter the Realm. Now, I believe this is rock music, and they seem pretty energetic and with it. And so, without no further ado, I'm gonna play the first song on the album called Federation Law. Hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
that was the band Fossil Cliffs with their song Federation Law. Up next, I'm playing another one of my old favorites. This is by the band Prefab Sprout. This song's called Moving the River. And, you know, this album's also from an English band, but this was a decade later, so this was released in the 80s. Now, you know, when it was released, it didn't chart very well, but, you know, it really stuck to my heart, and I absolutely love the vocals in this piece. And in fact, most of the album, the first half of the album especially, has great track after great track after great track. So I would highly recommend checking this out. Now, the band is called Prefab Sprout with their album Steve McQueen, and I love the cover. So without further ado...
You are proud of everything I've done, but it's the wonders I perform, pulling rabbits out of hats, when sometimes I'd prefer simply to wear them. If it's uphill all the way, you should be used to it and say, my back is broad enough, sir. Break dance on your knee, but it's still
together with our mouths cut up. We won't love one another, we're not capable of it. We hold on to each other with our mouths cut up. We won't love one another, we're not capable of it. Said you would not.
Hello, Radio World. This is Hazy. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting Vancouver's haziest since 1950.
Hold of some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports! 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 Sports!
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Do you love?
So I saw the band The Flaming Lips play in Edinburgh. It was a really interesting concert. So it was in the valley right next to the castle where they do the Royal Military Tattoo, and that happens every night. And along with the military performance and all that, there's fireworks. And so I remember the band coming out midway through the concert and saying, "Oh, hold up. And so they stopped the show, and they said, "Okay, we can do one of two things. We can either A, play through the song like normal, and when the fireworks go boom and we have a good time." And that sounded great. Or he said we could wait until they start and then kick off the song like right as the explosion started firing. And so I remember the concert. The concert was absolutely fantastic. And when the fireworks came on, I listened to the band play this song. And the song's called In the Morning of the Magicians. So this shows up on their record, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. I'm pretty sure like a lot of people know the band and know the record. But it's one of my favorites. And I've been listening to this nonstop recently. So I'm going to play it for you guys.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Three women, dressed in lingerie, were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman, lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at hashtag NotOkay.
All right, so we listened to Goldfrapp with their track Anymore, off of their new album Silver Eye. So these are a duo hailing out of the UK once again, making deep, dark electronic music. Okay, so next up, I have another song. This is going to be an exciting treat. This song kind of gives an underwater vibe. With the way the instrumentals are put together, especially the textures and the fun groove that's got going on for most of the track. So this is D'Angelo and the Vanguards. This was released a couple years ago off of their album Black Messiah, and the song's called Another Life.
I'm what is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real-world experience, it's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know, working here seems really jazzed about what they're doing at the station. Just lots of really like good, like challenging music and spoken word content. It's a great station.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam territory. Learn how to get involved at citr.ca.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast down by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you.
Up next, we are going to continue with the funk, a Canadian band called Five Alarm Funk. Coming out with this album out of left field, we have Sweat. And on the cover of the album, there's this guy, and he's riding what looks to me like a buffalo, but it's like he's riding the buffalo into war. That's kind of crazy. There's a lot of really cool funk grooves on this next track, so I couldn't miss playing it for you guys. So it is up next. After that, I want to bring it in a little bit, and we're going to play some more mellow stuff from the Penguin Cafe Orchestra, which is like this new age band from the 80s, and they have some really good stuff. So I'm going to play a little bit of both back to back, then we're going to jump right back into some new songs coming from CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting on UBC Point Grey campus, home of the Musqueam and Coast Salish people. So let's get into the music.
Thank you.
So I'm reading a lot of interesting stuff about this band right here. So to remind you guys, that was the Penguin Cafe Orchestra with a, with a song. Let me try to pronounce the name here. I think it's Jeffes Perpetuum Mobile. Yep, that is in fact what it was. They're a fun group. In fact, all of them in the album cover are naked, and they're wearing these like penguin heads, and they're walking around with classical instruments and having a good time. Well, I mean, they're just like actually just walking around. They're not doing anything. They're just go buy the album. It's really fun. I'm reading here that they did some stuff for the Royal Ballet in England back in their day, that they're affiliated with like producers like Brian Eno, and that one of their songs called Telephone and Rubber Band was used in some T-Mobile commercial way back in the day. And so, yeah, you know, maybe I'll play some of the more stuff later on, but I'm not here for too much longer, so I'm going to play, I think, two or three more songs. So this next one is coming up, is a new song on the playlist at CITR 101.9 FM. This is Paradise by Jen Grant. Yeah, and I just put it on just as I was coming into the studio, and I really liked it, so I think you guys would too. So here it is.
Anyway, when he goes and see that love gets too far in your eyes.
All right, everyone. It's been a pleasure. But now it is my time to go. So I'll leave you for the night with a really funny song. This is by, well, not even by, this guy didn't make this song. He just really took two tracks that were so far apart from each other they should have never met, but he put them together, and it is hilarious. So this is Neil Ciceriga with the song Time, but it's like abbreviated in the way it would be if it was like the YMCA. I'll show you what's I'll just play it. I think the song speaks for itself. It's really funny in that way. Yeah, but it's been a pleasure. And until next time, my name is Lucas Phillip, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Have a good night, everyone.
To feel down, I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, 'cause you're in a new town. There's no need to be unhappy, young man. There's a place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there, and I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA.